The chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan, has told the Supreme Court that failure of presiding officers to follow the guidelines in completing the pink sheets amounts to any irregularity and irregularity. He said there are portions of the form that are supposed to be filled before polls are opened, while other portions are to be filled after polls have been closed, but before counting, and the last portions after counting. Dr. Afarijan was given his evidence in chief for the Electoral Commission in the presidential election petition, also stated that in order to promote transparency, agents of the candidates are accorded great importance. Dr. Afarijan also touched on registration of Ghanaians abroad, registration of voters without fingers, distribution of ballot papers, and transmission of results to the EC's strong room. We bring you Bubu Klinogo and George Asikwe's report.
Dr. Kwejo Afarijan debunked the notion that agents of political parties or their candidates are just mere observers or exalted observers. According to him, the agents play a significant role in ensuring a proper conduct of the elections. It is for that reason, he stated, that the commission spent huge sums of money in training the agents.
The importance that we accord to the agents. For sure, we don't regard them as observers. Observers of whether they are local or international, or exalted or whatever, have no right to sign the pink sheet or to make a protest, a formal protest, against an election at the polling station. The fact that party agents have this right would seem to suggest to me that it is wrong to describe them in any form of observer status. So far as we are concerned, the agents form part of the team that is entrusted with responsibility for making sure that the elections are run properly at the polling station. In fact, our law recognizes that and states that party agents or candidates agents or whatever you want to call them risk perjury if they do not do their work accordance with the law. This cannot be said of observers of any description.
Dr. Afarijan also indicated that it is possible for errors to occur during the collation of results at the constituency centers, hence the need for representatives of the parties to be vigilant.
Let me say that there are two errors that can easily be committed at the collation center, and we call them in election language transposition errors. And let me tell you that some of these things have occurred. A transposition error would be, remember, you have a number of candidates, the two forms of transposition errors. My scores have been entered against another candidate, and maybe that some other candidate's scores have been entered against me. That would be a transposition error, particularly if care is not taken in arranging the candidates. If the candidates are not arranged in the same way on the collation form as they are arranged on the polling station form, that is the pink sheet, it could easily give rise to a transposition error. But one form of transposition error is the exchange. A's results have been given to B, and B's results have been given to A. It's a transposition error. Another transposition error that can occur at the collation center is picking the score from the pink sheet onto the collation sheet. And that one also occurs. Maybe, let's say the number is 11,000 and then he picks 1,100. That would be another transposition error. So when we do the training, we tell people to watch out for the possibility of transposition errors.
When the presiding officer gets to the polling station, he must do certain things. He must set up the station.
And in fact, the law requires that certain parts of the pink form are filled before the voting begins. And if the presiding officer doesn't do that, it is an irregularity. So he is expected to fill this portion of the form, set up the place, fill this portion of the form before the election begins. And he's supposed to do certain things. You know, now we have a transparent ballot box, but even so, the person is supposed to open the ballot box, show it to the people around to ascertain that it is empty and doesn't contain anything. Once again, if the person doesn't do that, since it's required by the regulations, it will be an irregularity.
The chairman of the Electoral Commission also gave evidence in relation to column C on the pink sheet. According to him, that portion was not supposed to be filled.
C3 says, what is the number of ballots issued to voters verified by the use of form 1C, but not by the use of BVD? That's the biometric verification device. I explained earlier on that this was intended to cater for those people whom we had voted earlier and registered earlier, and to whom we had given voter ID cards, but whose data we had lost somewhere along the way. Yeah, the data was lost, missing data, and we had not been able to recover the data entirely. That these people, because they went through the process, they would have at one time the valid voter ID cards in their possession, but because we had lost the data, they would not be in the voters' register. And let me also say that when we discussed with the political parties and they said no, we did not take even the, we did not take the Form 1C that would have answered that question. We did not even take them to the polling station. But since they said no, there was no need any longer for us to take those forms to the stations, and we didn't take them to the station.
So how were the presiding officers to fill in that C3 column?
No, we told them that they should put zero because they wouldn't have even the means to fill.
Now, was it communicated to them verbally, or you wrote to them with copies to all the parties?
Well, I don't know whether we wrote to them, but we did make it part of the training.
Well, in these proceedings, there's difference between zero and blank.
Yeah.
So, was your instruction to the polling officers to leave C3 blank or to put zero there?
Well, I didn't do the training, but I would prefer zero in that column. The reason why I don't like blank spaces in election forms is that somebody can go and put a number there.
After the day's proceedings, both the NPP and NDC appeared satisfied with the evidence given by Dr. Farijan so far. Dr. Farijan returns on Monday to continue his evidence in chief.
Bubu Klinogo and George Asikwe filed that report.